Amen. Praise God. You may be seated. Man, I really enjoyed all the testimonies. Amen. Bless the Lord. And, you know, along with the testimonies, I mean, I have plenty to say, but I just want to share with you some words of a song that the Lord blessed me to sing a long time ago when I was young. Amen. And it goes like this. I know somehow. And I know some way that we're going to make it. No matter what the test, whatever comes my way, we're going to make it. With Jesus on our side, things will work out fine, 'cause we're gonna make it. I'm gonna stop at that, y'all. I ain't gonna mess this man's song up. But the words is what means everything. Somehow, some way, you're gonna make it. No matter what the test, no matter what comes your way, you're gonna make it. Why? Because Jesus is on our side. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus always makes a way. He has a way out for us. Amen. When things get hard, he will make a way out of no way. All you have to do is trust him. All you have to do is believe in him. Have faith in him. Read your word. Amen. Study your word. Not just read it, but study it. The word of God is true. The word of God is powerful. You do not know the power that you will possess through the word of God. You'll never know if you never studied his word and put it into action. Amen. And it's funny because the simplest thing that you could do is the most powerful thing that you could do. And that is to love like Christ loved.
Amen.
Amen. I've heard all the testimonies. And through the testimonies, all I heard was love. For the love of God, people came together. I see people pushing people, you know, got stuck in the ice. And I see people out there lifting and shoving them out of the ice and helping people out. Gosh, that is nothing but the love of God. It didn't say the whites helped the whites, the blacks helped the blacks, the Hispanics helped the Hispanics. No, everybody helped everybody. Amen. I am so glad that I trust God the way that I do. I'm so glad I love God for myself. I know him for myself. In spite of all the things that goes on in this world, I trust God. And no one can stop that. Too many times we get in our own selfish ways. And we think to only help ourselves. As the Elder Locke always say, me and my four and no more. But you know what? If we can get out of this shell that we're in, this fleshful shell that we're in. And when I say get out of it, I mean stop acting the way that your flesh acts. See, in this flesh, some things start happening that really don't please God. The Bible talks about the lust of the eye. That's a dangerous thing, y'all. The lust of the eye. Talks about the pride of life. When people are prideful, and it becomes selfish. When they're prideful, they won't receive help from nobody. When they're prideful, they won't help nobody. This flesh, we can't operate in our flesh. We need to operate from that greater is he that is in me. That Holy Spirit that dwells within me. Amen. The Bible talks about that there is no good thing in the flesh. They're talking about our physical. Amen. But beneath all of this dwells something that you cannot contain, and that's the Holy Ghost. Amen. The Bible says the Holy Ghost leads and guides us into all truth. Because the Holy Ghost is part of the Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. Oh, y'all thought I was preaching, huh? Praise God, amen. Glory, hallelujah. I will put it this way. If I was to give this message a title, it would be, Don't Let Your Flesh. Don't let your flesh. Now, we're going to fill some things in after that, okay? But the title is, Don't Let Your Flesh. Amen? You can, look, this is all about you. You can look at yourself and ask yourself these questions or you know, tell yourself this. Don't let your flesh stop you from loving somebody the way Christ loves them. Don't let your flesh cause you to condemn or judge somebody else. Don't let your flesh stop you from helping someone when they need some help. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let your flesh stop you from praising God. Oh, hallelujah. Don't let it stop you from serving God, coming out to get a word from God, tuning in on the internet to get a word from God. Don't let your flesh stop you. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. When things get bad, and yes, things get bad, they do. But don't let your flesh cause you to just wallow in the bad. Don't let your flesh allow you to just get in your little place by yourself. Ain't gonna call nobody. Ain't checking on nobody. Hey, I'm good. That's your flesh talking. When your spirit man is just trying to break out and say, hey, call somebody. Go help somebody. Check on somebody. The spirit man is crying out, but you don't hear him because you don't know him. Ooh, thank you, Lord Jesus. When you got a relationship with Christ, then you know to hear his voice. You know his voice. When you got a relationship with God, when you love the Lord, you'll know God's voice. Thank you, Jesus. God desires so much more of you. He don't want you to be selfish. He don't want you to just, you know, settle. Too many of us are settling when we're not called to settle. We're called to do God's business. And that don't mean you have to stand up and preach in front of everybody. That don't mean you got to sing in the choir. That doesn't mean. No, doing God's business is loving everybody. Amen. As I said earlier, the simplest thing is the most powerful thing that you can possess. And that is love. But too many times we get in our flesh and think we know how to. No, the flesh only know how to lust after things. I can remember back in the day, I thought I knew what love was. I thought I knew what love was. Love was that, 36, 24, 36. Ow, she's a... Found out she's a witch. I'm just keeping it real. The thing that I thought was so fine and sexy was a witch. She meant me no good. She took me for everything that I had. But I was blinded by the lust of my eyes. And it's funny because I knew what love was. I was raised by a mother that listen, she instilled love, the love of God in me. So I knew what love was. I just didn't display it at that time. I didn't know how to, you know, really get true love. Although I know how to give it, I didn't know how to receive it. Because my flesh was lusting something else. We gotta raise our kids up better. I thank God for the things that I went through, and I can call them testimonies because I'm here now. And I can share it with not just my kids, but somebody else's kids. Amen. Amen. I can let everybody know, listen, that ain't the way you want to go. That ain't the road you want to go down. Don't let your flesh lead you astray. Because it will. Your flesh will lead you astray. Your flesh will, listen, it's funny how it'll be just like you got your fingers in your ears. You can't hear nothing. Nose wide open with a hook in it. Smelling yourself. Praise God. Praise God. Oh, Lord Jesus, thank you, Father. I mentioned earlier, don't let your flesh cause you to judge or condemn anyone. Amen. I want to go to Romans. Romans chapter 8 is where I want to go. I'm going to read quite a bit of this, Romans chapter 8. And once you hear the words, you'll know why I went this route. Romans chapter 8. King James. Yes. Yes. Thank you, sir. And it begins at verse 1 saying this. There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, praise God. I am so glad I ain't condemned. I am so glad that I am not condemned. Because I'm not living after my flesh. But I am living after Christ Jesus. I strive and I thrive to serve God. I'm not perfect, no. But I have been made righteous through Christ. Amen. Amen. We have all been made righteous through Christ. All of those that receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, you have been made righteous. Are you going to make some mistakes? Yes. Have we made mistakes? Yes. Heavens, yes. I would never see myself standing where I'm at today if I was to just wallow in my mess through my flesh. I would not allow God to use me in the capacity that he's using me if I stayed in my flesh. There's still times right today I have to ask God to protect me from me. I ask God every single day, Lord, save me from me. God says in his word, he says, you are in this world, but you're not of this world. That means that you have the best of both worlds. Amen. He has made provisions in this world for you to live comfortably, and not just comfortably, but in the abundance to the full until it overflows. In this life, in this earth, he's talking about. There's a way to enjoy everything that God has made for our enjoyment. He created all things for our enjoyment. That's right. Amen. I'm talking about right now in this earth. I'm not talking about when we get to heaven. Where's heaven at anyway? Heaven. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I heard that a long time ago. Heaven. Yeah. How you spell that? Heaven. Okay, I ain't messing with that one. But praise God, you understand what I'm saying? Listen, just this morning, I was talking with the Lord. And I said, Lord, I ask your forgiveness. Because it's been a minute since I talked to you like this morning. You know, he woke me up yesterday and this message came about. Well, actually, the message was out there, but to really get the gist of it was last night, early morning. And so as I did my little morning duties as far as taking care of coffee and the dogs, getting them situated, whatever, I sat down and I said, Lord, I ask your forgiveness because it's been a minute since I talked to you like this. Because I need something from you, God. Oh, glory. I need a word, Lord. Something that's going to really pierce my heart. He said, son, I forgive you. Because I've never left you. I've always been with you. Everything that you've been through, everything that you've gone through, I've been there. You can only go through it because I was there. I said, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. All of the thoughts that go through my head, whether they were good, bad, or indifferent, he was right there. He knew every thought that went through my head. Whether it was a lustful thought, whether it was a bad thought, whether it was something that was going to make me say something that I shouldn't say, he was there. All he was waiting for me to say is, Lord, forgive me. And thank you for forgiving me. All these testimonies we had about how God used us to help somebody. Don't you know that? Hey, listen, if God didn't help you, you couldn't help nobody. Come on. Listen, we got to get about this flesh, y'all. It's like poking a hole through an elastic bubble and getting on the inside of it. What's on the inside of it? That's what you want to get to. Poke a hole through this flesh and get to your Holy Ghost. To the for greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. I want to make sure I clear this up for everybody. Don't be cutting yourself. Amen. Don't be poking yourself like that. What I'm saying is look down deep in your spirit. Look into the soul of this thing that you're living in. Amen. Listen, the Bible says out of the abundance of the heart. What heart? The spiritual heart. The mouth speaks. What's in a man will come out of a man. The words that you speak is what's really in you. Don't get mad. Well, if you get mad, don't open your mouth. I'm telling you. Hey, you'll let everybody know who you really is when you open your mouth. Praise God. Amen. Did I only read one scripture? Praise God. Amen. Amen. All right. Verse 2. Romans 8 verse 2 says, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. Oh, hallelujah. Woo. Hallelujah. How many of y'all happy you're free from sin and death? Amen. Amen. Now, listen. I got to explain this to y'all because I don't want nobody to get lost up here. Now, listen. It says, for the law of the spirit of the life in Christ Jesus. What is the law of the spirit? Love. Love has made you free from sin and death. Glory. Hallelujah. Amen. It is plain. Plain and simple. The word is made plain for you to understand. If you know to love and you don't love, you did that to yourself. You're condemning yourself. Amen. You're jeopardizing yourself. Amen. Bless the Lord. He says, for what the law could not do. Now, what the law could not. We ain't talking about the law of love now. We're talking about the law of the land. I'm talking about not just the law of land, but the Mosaic laws. Amen. Law of land. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So listen. God knew that we could not fulfill the law. We could not keep the laws of man. Amen. We could not keep, amen, it was 613 laws, amen. And then it went down to 10, and you couldn't keep those, amen. And then Jesus came and said, I give you a new law, a new commandment, amen. It was basically just two, but really the two is the same. He says, one is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, mind, soul, and strength. And the second was to love your neighbor as I myself, Christ, has loved you. Now, what's the common denominator of that? Love. Amen. See, this flesh don't know how to love. This is why we cannot operate through our flesh. Amen. Because of our flesh, we have some serious issues. We got some problems, y'all. This flesh will cleave to flesh. This flesh desires flesh. Amen. I'm just letting you know now. Listen, this flesh desires flesh. So when something goes wrong in a relationship, your flesh wants that flesh. So it's hard to let go of the things you should let go of. We talk about emotions. We talk about feelings and all this kind of stuff. But you only develop those things through the flesh. Amen. You joined yourself together in a relationship, but you forgot something. You forgot that it really takes three for a relationship. Amen. If you and the person that you say you love just love y'all too and God's not in it, then something's going to go wrong. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. So I thank God that. And I'm talking from experience, y'all. I'm talking about how me and my wife met. And I told her, I said, hey, listen, you got to love God more than you love me. And I got to love God more than I love you. Amen. But because we love God more, we're still together after 20 some odd years. Praise God. Amen. And I'm so thankful to God for that. I tell my wife all the time that, listen, a long time ago, before we even got married, I told her, I said, listen, don't put all your trust in me, babe. Don't put your trust in me. I will fail you. Not that I want to, but I'm a man and I will fail. God says, put your trust in no man. Put your trust in him. Amen. 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 And I told my wife that, I said, listen, babe, I need you to trust God with everything in you. Don't trust me. I'm telling you now, I'm not saying this to have a license to do something wrong, but I'm saying this because I know the truth. The truth is I will fail. And I don't want you putting all your trust in me. Just like pastor said above, he'll tell you, don't put him on no pedestal. When you put all your trust in a man, when you follow nothing but, oh, pastor, right? Oh, pastor this, oh, pastor that. Now, listen, I'm not bashing my pastor because I love him. He's my brother, first of all, but I'm not going to put him on a pedestal because he don't want to be there, first of all. And second of all, he don't need to be put on that pedestal. Amen. Now, he do deserve the respect that he's supposed to get as a pastor, a man of God, the watchers of our soul. Amen. Stop, dude. Amen. That's why I love you. Boy, I'm telling you, that's why I love you. But I'm going to tell you right now that we got to get past this thing and understand what true love is. Amen. 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 We talked about it earlier in Sunday school. Hey, listen, love covers a multitude of sin. And if you don't know what sin is, then you really need to get into your Bible. You really need to get to a Sunday school or Bible study, somewhere that's teaching the Word of God. Amen. Because a lot of folks that are in the Bible just don't know the Bible. Oh, I read the Bible, as Pastor said this morning. Oh, got folks always, I heard it myself. Man, I read from Genesis to maps. I said, where did it take you? Right here? You need to study. Because you just read everything and you ain't studied nothing. You got men, women, I'm talking about in leadership positions that are leading people astray because they're not studying the Word of God. Amen. They are given their own fleshly opinions.
Come on now.
I interpret it this way. Well, what does the Bible interpret it as? The Bible says by two or three witnesses, let every word be established. That means there should be other scriptures to back the scripture that you gave them so they can get a clear understanding of the Word of God.
Amen.
God don't care nothing about your opinions. I don't care nothing about your opinions. I have no opinion. I'm bought with a price.
Amen.
And that price is the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
Now, if y'all ever think I'm giving you my opinion, y'all run from me. Run fast. Get away. I do not want to give you my opinion about nothing. I want to give you the truth from the Word of God.
Amen.
And if I don't give you the truth from the Word of God, if you know it's not the truth, please correct me. Please don't let me leave me hanging like that. Amen.
Amen.
I do not want to be a person that's going to continue to give somebody wrong word. The Bible says we should rightfully divide the word of truth. So please help me if I'm wrong. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Now, we read 3. It says, For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. What is the righteousness of the law? Love. Love. Y'all heard it too many times. God is love. Amen. Who's dwelling in us? His spirit. God's spirit dwells within us. The spirit of love. It's really simple, y'all. Oh, praise God. Okay, it says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Amen, y'all. Amen. 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace.
Amen.
Life. Who don't want peace? Who don't want life and peace?
Amen.
Praise God. Through all of this pandemic, I've been at peace.
Amen.
Okay, well, nobody say. I done gained a couple pounds. Okay, just a few pounds. Okay, whatever. But how? hey, this pandemic ain't stopped nothing here. All my trust is in God. I have been living in the abundance before the pandemic started, through the pandemic, and going to continue to live in it.
Amen.
Amen. I know what my God is able to do. I know what he's capable of. This is why I trust him. Amen. This is why I serve him. Because I know what he can do and I know what he have. I know who I am and what I can do and what I have. Amen. You all are no different than I. Amen. You have been given the same opportunity to trust God, to have faith in God, to have what God says you can have. Amen.
Amen.
Through faith. Through faith. You can have whatever you want to have. All you got to do is, hey, speak it into existence. The Bible says, speak those things to be not as though they were. Before I got a new truck, I spoke that I had a new truck. Amen.
Amen.
Before we closed on our house, I said, this is our house.
Amen.
Amen. It all came to pass. I don't know what I'm going to speak next. Amen. I'm telling you, God got me. And I know I ain't by myself. Amen. Praise God. Amen. I will not let my flesh stop my blessings. Don't let my flesh, don't let your flesh stop what God got for you. Why is it so hard for people to understand that this flesh that we live in, amen, is not, cannot, will not ever be greater than God. It won't be. Now I'll tell you this. If you allow your flesh to become greater than God, you're in trouble. You are in some serious trouble. When the Bible tells us to lean not towards our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct our paths, don't let your flesh direct your path. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. It's plain and simple. It's plain and simple. I mean, it's cut and dry. Listen, it's either this or that. Are you going to be led by your flesh or are you going to be led by the Holy Spirit? Amen. No gray area. God don't play. Not like that. I remember a long time ago, somebody said, don't straddle the fence. I said, oh, I'm not, because that hurts. Man or woman, straddle fence hurts. Amen. I'm telling you, you cannot let your flesh lead you. Don't be led by your flesh. Be led by the Spirit. Just as the word says, for they that after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that after the Spirit mind the things of the Spirit. So I want to make sure it's clear to everybody that when we're talking about mind the things of the Spirit, that means, listen, the word of God is alive in you. Amen. That means that you're living according to the word of God. And when you're living according to the word of God, you have all the blessings of God. Now, everybody have access to the blessings, but everybody ain't living in the blessings. Amen. Because everybody ain't living according to the word of God. You know, I think God, Ephesians 2. I love that chapter. Let me go here for a minute because I want to read a couple of things. Amen. That's Ephesians chapter 2. Glory to God. Oh, maybe if I get my glasses on, I can see a little bit better, huh? Praise God. Oh, there it is. Okay, that's an R. All right. Amen. Praise God. Ephesians chapter 2. And I'm going to start with verse 1, if y'all don't mind, okay? Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I am going to read King James Version until I have to do otherwise. Okay. Ephesians 2, starting at verse 1, it says this, And you hath he quickened, means to raise up, amen, hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, where in times past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversations in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. Now, I'm going to come back to this, but I want to expound on some things. Listen, before we became Christians, amen, before we accepted and received Jesus as our Lord and Savior, this was us. Amen. This was us. We was alienated to Christ. We, just like y'all see that movie Aliens, them ugly things, that's what we were. We were real ugly in the sight of Christ. Amen. But praise God. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. I thank God for his love and his mercy that he has given us. Amen. And wow. Ain't that word going to come up here again somewhere? Hello. He says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for with great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. I'm going to say that again. Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. And have raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceedingly riches of his grace in his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace ye are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Who didn't understand that? I tell you, the words are so plain and clear. But I thank God that all of us here that know Christ for ourselves, we can understand his words. Amen. But that was plain and simple. It says, but God, with his great love and mercy, wherewith he loved us. He loved us, y'all. We read it earlier about how he sent his son in the form, in the likeness of sin, sinful natures and sin flesh, amen, to take our place. Jesus came and took our place. He conquered sin. Amen. We don't have to receive that upon us. I will not receive anybody calling me a sinner. I am not a sinner. I am saved by grace.
Amen.
Yet though I may sin, I am not a sinner. I am saved by grace. You need to know who you are in Christ. When people try to say you're this and say you're that. I mean, listen, I've been in trouble before, y'all. I had to go before a judge. And he had to judge me according to the crime. Okay? The law of the land. Now, understand this. If I was wrong, I was convicted and I had to pay the price, the consequences of my wrongdoing. But if I was not wrong, I stood my ground and I put God before me. And guess what? They couldn't hold me. When you're right, you're right. Now, everybody ain't going to see it that way. Everybody, they look at the facts. They say, well, you know, according to the facts, you were there. Yeah, according to the facts, you were there. It put you there. Your DNA put you there. Your fingerprints put you there. But does that mean I committed the crime? No, it doesn't. So when it looks so bad, I mean, everything looks so dark, so dim, so gloomy, look like you're not going to get out of this. This is when you lean not towards your own understanding. Oh, glory. Glory. And you acknowledge God. You say, Lord, I put this in your hands. I can't do it. This is not my battle, God. This is yours. And understand this. Just like the three Hebrew boys, amen, when they were thrown in the furnace, because they wouldn't bow down, because they don't felt they did anything wrong, which they didn't. They served their God. Amen. Now, watch this. Although they didn't follow what the king said, and they did what they believed was right by serving God, and they didn't bow down to no graven images. They didn't bow down to whatever the king said. Okay, the consequences was, the facts was that they didn't bow down. The facts was that you disobeyed the king's decree. That was the facts. But the truth is, I ain't got to bow down. The truth is, I serve God. And they said it with their own mouth. Even if he don't deliver us, I'm still going to serve him. How many of us can say that today? And look what happened. The consequences was that they got thrown in the fire. I'm talking about not just any old fire. The fire was turned up 7 times hotter than it normally was. So hot that you couldn't even really get close to the door. But they managed to look through that little glass window. It must have been fireproof. But anyway. But anyway, they looked in there and says, the king said, didn't we put 3 into the fire? Yes, Your Honor. Yes, we did, sir. Well, why is it that I see 4 walking around and 1 look like the Son of Man? The Son of God. Thank you, sir. Amen. The Son of God. So now, of course, this was way before Jesus came on the scene with us. Amen. But praise God. God said he'll never leave nor forsake you. So even when you're in your hottest fire, I don't care what trial you may be standing against. You stand your ground. If you didn't do it, you just didn't do it. And believe that God will stand for you and he will deliver you. But please don't let your flesh stop you from trusting God. Don't let your flesh cause you to sin against God. Don't let your flesh cause you to not have everlasting life. And I'm wrapping this up, y'all. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we read right here in Ephesians 2 and 8, for by grace ye are saved through faith and not of your own selves. It is a gift of God. It is a gift of God. Also, we know that Jesus is a gift of God. Jesus was the greatest gift that we could ever receive. Jesus, because of Jesus, we have life and we have it more abundantly. Because of Jesus, we can do some things that we've never done before. Because of Jesus, we have things that we've never had before. Because of Jesus, no man can condemn us.
Amen.
Because of Jesus, I cannot and will not let this flesh override or take control of my spirit. It cannot, it will not. We said it before, for greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world, as the deacons and ministers come. Amen.